Richard, we're going to talk about the miners' strike of 84-85.
Okay.
What's your memories of seeing this strike on television?
I'm now grown up. I'm an adult. I'm in my 40s. Lots of images, really. Picket lines. Vicious battles between police and the miners. Wives, you know, being there, supporting their husbands. A lot of bad feeling was coming across. I also remember pictures of convoys of lorries taking coal along the M4 with the motorway cordoned off, with police stationed on the bridges over the motorways to stop miners throwing missiles at the lorries, and I think I actually remember a taxi driver being hit by a missile and killed, if I remember rightly. That was one of the things that happened. Without being political about it, I remember Arthur Scargill doing what Arthur Scargill did, you know, was winding up the miners, the people, his oratory, you know, was something else. But I thought then, and even today, that he was totally misguided, and he was doing it for his own gratification and not for the the cause of the mining community, and I still believe that today. I remember the buses taking the strike breakers into the collieries, and the abuse that they were being subjected to by the pickets, and the wives of the coal miners, the pickets as well. Yeah, it was a pretty nasty time, and but it wasn't only Wales, of course. It was happening all over the country, wasn't it? And I remember talking to some policemen friends of mine who were actually caught up in it. And then they said, although they were there to do a job, and some of the images looked rather serious and nasty, he said there was still a lot of humour going on between the police and the striking miners. And he said, and that was probably the best way to have it. And the good thing was, he says, you know, after the TV cameras had left, you know, there was a lot of humour and laughter and joking. So you wonder sometimes how much of it was for effect. But I'm not the one to answer that.